This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're starting off the show with a segment that is not for kids' ears. We're going to be talking about an adult topic right now. So if the kids are in the minivan or whatever listening, turn it off and listen to the podcast. Because we need to talk about some issues when it comes to oral sex. And I was asked by one of my listeners if oral sex is a means to transmit coronavirus. I mean, you know, if you're having sex with somebody and you're roughly within that 6 feet, which, by the way, is something we need to talk about. Apparently, they're starting to debunk that whole 6 feet rule. It may need to be farther. Very few couples that I know of can actually still have intercourse beyond 6 feet. For the majority of us, we need to be within some centimeters of each other. And so, in terms of the data with oral sex and COVID transmission, we have no evidence of oral sex transmitting COVID. We don't have evidence of COVID being in vaginal secretions, but there has been evidence of COVID in the semen of some people who have had COVID. So technically, to answer that one question, oral sex could possibly allow a transmission of COVID, but my guess is you got bigger problems than that, okay? Because obviously if you're next to somebody who's had COVID, you're probably going to get it more so respiratorily. But we've had another study that has kind of made people a little concerned. As a doctor and as a female doctor, I get a lot of gyne questions, even though I'm not a gynecologist, but I'm family medicine. So when I do telemedicine or with my patients, get a lot of gynecological issues brought up. And bacterial vaginosis keeps coming up. It's a vaginal infection that's not technically listed as an STD, even though you can spread it between partners. But bacterial vaginosis, and we've talked about this on the show, is an overgrowth of a woman's bacteria that ends up being in Spanish we use the word molestar, very annoying, and it could be problematic for people who are pregnant. If you have a vaginal infection, it could cause preterm labor. It could cause infection of the amniotic fluid. It could also, you know, help make one more susceptible to STDs or other infections. So bacterial vaginosis is something a lot of women don't want. And the majority of women don't want it because there's an odor to it. And women don't want to have an odor down there. And so, you know, when I hear of somebody, you know, having repeated bacterial vaginosis infections, we start to wonder what could be putting them out of balance. Now, we've talked about the vagina ad nauseum. We have talked about it on the show more than we probably should have. And vaginas have a lot of bacteria. They're supposed to, because they're supposed to be very hostile. Right? If a woman is pregnant, the whole body wants to kind of protect that pregnancy. And so you got some mean troops down there not wanting anything to, you know, come in. And they don't necessarily have an odor. But when things start to change or there's something new introduced into the vaginal area, you could have an overgrowth of one bacteria or another. Hence, we call it then bacteria vaginosis. It could be a Gardnerella, it could be a lactobacilli. But one study came out, which was very, very interesting, where mouth bacteria on a woman without bacterial vaginosis could change everything all up in there, cause a dysbiosis, and then she could get a bacterial vaginosis. And so it's kind of a disgusting study, but it's something that, you know, we doctors have to talk about. But there's a fusobacteria nucleatum that a lot of people have in their mouth and on their teeth and dental, like plaque. And so they found that if that bacteria gets exposed into the vagina area, it could fuel Gardnerella. It could fuel some of the bacteria that's in the vagina to overgrow and take over. So the bacterial vaginosis bacteria love it, but I don't think the normal bacteria like it. So, you know, it's really hard to tell a partner to brush your teeth, right, before Because I think, you know, good teeth brushing and dental care, you know, it's not kind of on the forefront of people's minds. I mean, they might take a breath mint, they might swish with some mouthwash, but apparently that's not enough. So bacterial vaginosis can have some dangers in and of itself. So, you know, it kind of begs the question, how safe is oral sex? Well, you know, I've been asked about the evolutionary role that oral sex has had. You know, in caveman days, you know, I don't know how much they did oral sex. I just think they just did sex kind of like the way a lot of animals do. Oral sex doesn't allow propagation of the race or of the, you know, it doesn't, you know, cause procreation, I should say. So where did that come from? Well, humans aren't the only ones that do oral sex. Apparently cheetahs do, hyenas, other primates, goats. There's apparently other animals in the animal kingdom that do it, because apparently animals have started to evolve to learn that you can't just penetrate. I mean, you have to do something. You have to have some sort of stimulation to allow the juices to flow, both literally and figuratively. Otherwise, it could be pretty painful and not a good sexual experience. So one thing I think we need to talk about on the show is, what should foreplay consist of? And it's very interesting to see how partners think it's completely different. You know, all right, you know, my husband thinks, well, what foreplay consists of, right, is, all right, shut the lights, maybe put some music on, and 2 seconds later. Me, I'm thinking, I'd like to eat, like, some steak. I'd like to go out to dinner, right? I'd like to have some chocolate, you know? I'd like to maybe, you know, see, like, a Michael Fassbender movie, right? I mean, so for me, my ideas of foreplay are completely different. And there's a lot of things that people can do with foreplay that don't necessarily have to put them at risk. In fact, some foreplay is just enough to make the whole thing happen. So, you know, whether it's, you know, kissing on the neck, whether it's using toys, whether it's role playing, whether it's speaking, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, don't speak because you're going to totally, I can't tell you how many people have asked me just to, like, not talk. And, you know, but sometimes there are some words of encouragement that really do help. But the key to any sort of foreplay, and again, I'm no foreplay expert. Okay? Yeah, I know. I'm not. I'm really not. I don't even know what I'm an expert in. But the key to any of this is, you want to make sure that you allow that communication. So if your partner, let's say, is into steak, all right, you then order them a steak. You know, I know some of you are like, well, I'm dating a vegetarian or I'm dating a vegan. So, nah, trust me, she wants steak. I mean, the average vegetarian and vegan, right, still will look at a steak and go, damn. Okay, that's really good. So, you know, we women, like, we all like to look like we're all up in vegetables and stuff, but no, we want to eat meat. 1-877-DOCTOR-LY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people in Texas and Louisiana who are on the border of the Gulf are being told to get out now. Hurricane Laura is expected to intensify into a Category 4 hurricane as it approaches landfall tonight. Supposed to hit Wednesday night into Thursday between the border of Louisiana and Texas. They are predicting catastrophic storm surge, damaging winds that's going to affect areas near where Laura makes landfall. Storm surge could penetrate as much as 30 miles inland into southwest Louisiana. Laura is also an inland flood risk as far north as East Arkansas and the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Unfortunately, there are also anticipating tornadoes from Laura. So Hurricane Laura, unlike Marco, strengthened when it got through the Gulf. And many times the Gulf just allows that perfect recipe to let a storm cook and Brew. It's currently centered about 200 miles south-southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and it's tracking to the northwest at 16 miles per hour. They have clocked in wind gusts of about 107 miles per hour. The hurricane, I think, got up to 125 miles per hour, putting it at a Category 3, but they expect it to strengthen to become a Category 4. So just to quickly review, tropical depression starts out where they kind of see in the tropics, you know, that you start to have a storm and, you know, you're starting to have rain and wind. Then it gets upgraded to a tropical storm from a tropical depression, but it doesn't become a hurricane, excuse me, until there's winds of 74 miles per hour. So it becomes a Category 1 hurricane once we see about 74 mile per hour winds. Becomes a Category 2 when we start seeing 96 mile per hour winds. Becomes a Category 3 when we have 111 mile per hour winds. Category 4 is if we think it's going to come up to 130. So with Laura already at 125, it's just about just a little speed shy of Category 4, which they think is going to happen. Category 5 is when their maximum winds are over 157 miles per hour. So Category 1 storms cause damage, you know, but it's minimal. Category 2 storms could be extensive, a lot of flooding. But it starts hitting the devastating level where we're in a Category 3. And then the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration calls a Category 4 or Category 5 level just catastrophic. Now, in any given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages about 12 named storms, 6 becoming hurricanes, 3 becoming major. So the average storm or the average season will have 3 major hurricanes on average of Category 3 or greater. Now, I don't exactly know which one of the earlier ones hit that level. I think Marco got up to a 1 or 2. I need to double check. But many of us are thinking back to Katrina. Katrina, back in 2005, was at one point a Category 5, but it actually lowered and slowed down before it made landfall. So they believe Hurricane Katrina, by the time it hit Louisiana, was a Category 3. So putting this into perspective, this Hurricane Laura is already a 3, and they're expecting it to go up to a 4, as opposed to Katrina being a 5 and going down from a 4 down to a 3. Now, Hurricane Katrina was devastating. It killed 1,800 people, caused $108 billion in damage. But that wasn't the deadliest hurricane. The deadliest hurricane was back in Galveston, back in the 1900s, I think 1900 exactly, and over 10,000 people died. Now, mind you, they didn't have a lot of warning. So, you know, back then they didn't have the satellite like we do. I mean, I'm looking right now at satellite. You can see the clouds. You can see the images from space. You can see, you know, and on these satellite pictures, they make it nice and red, you know, so you can see how big the red eye and then the eye of the storm. So, you know, we talked about El Nino. El Nino is this ocean atmospheric interaction where sea temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific, causing an increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region. And when we have that, we'll see less active seasons in the Atlantic. This is not an El Nino year, so you don't have that disinhibition, and this is why we might be having some increased activity. So for hurricanes this year, or storms, they don't always have to be hurricanes, but most of the names have already kind of been through. We've already been through Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo, Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Kyle. And now we've had Laura and Marco. Marco has, I think, already dissipated, but Laura took its sweet old time crossing the Atlantic, hanging out of the Caribbean, moving to the Gulf. After that, we're expecting Anana, Omar, Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. If we go through all the names before hurricane season ends, and hurricane season usually ends like in November, or the exact date is, it ranges from June 1 to November 30th, with peak being August, September. We're going to run out of names and have to probably do the alpha, beta, that kind of thing. So There's been a storm surge warning in effect for Freeport, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River in southeast Louisiana, including Galveston Bay and areas inside Port Arthur, Texas. So life-threatening storm surge is expected over the next 36 hours. Residents have been asked to heed all evacuation orders and instructions from local emergency management to take precautions to protect life and property. So we have hurricane warnings in effect from San Luis Pass, Texas, to Intracoastal City, Louisiana. So you got Galveston, Houston Metro, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Lake Charles, and multiple other inland counties. I mean, like I said, this could go as north as Texarkana. So they believe after it hits the coast, it's going to go up through Arkansas, past Little Rock, and then make a beeline east for the Atlantic again. So it's going to curl north and then head east. So the Category 4, not anything to poo-poo. And, you know, here we are. I'm in Nevada, so we hardly get any rain. We don't really get a lot of, exciting activity in terms of weather, thank the Lord. The last thing we need is any snowstorms or hurricanes or tsunamis or earthquakes. We get some earthquakes every now and then. We usually get a lot of dust and dust storms, you know, and maybe we kind of get bad air from local fires. But imagine being told to have to evacuate. And you're in the midst of a COVID crisis. You are, you know, concerned about, you know, the lack of ability of law enforcement to protect from looting and, people stealing and, you know, things happening to your business and house and all that. I've talked to people that have, you know, stuck it out and wrote it out. And, you know, they're so fearful of coming back and their home being gone or their home being destroyed. And, you know, they're like, I need to be there. You know, if people think people are there, no one's going to break in. Nobody's going to, you know, or if I'm there, bad things won't happen to it. You know, it's interesting. People will always kind of, criticize those that don't evacuate. And I'm, you know, as a doctor, I mean, if, you know, National Weather Service tells you to evacuate, you evacuate. But I understand why people don't want to. You know, and, Florida, Floridians are really resilient. I have family in Florida, a lot of family in Florida, and they never evacuate. And I'm like, guys, you know, I'm looking at the pictures. I'm looking at the red and the yellow and the green and the, you know, and they go, it's going to miss us. It's going to miss us. And I'm like, why are you taking that chance? Why are you taking that chance? Well, because a big fear that many people have is they're going to start heading up the interstate and they're going to be stuck in bumper to bumper traffic. They're not going to be able to get gas. They're not going to be able to, you know, get to a hotel room. You know, there's obviously, everybody else in the state is starting to leave. And so many people think that it's worth the risk of at least staying home and being able to bunker down and have your food and have a place to stay and not be trapped somewhere in your car with kids. And you and I might be thinking, oh, gosh, you know, you'd really, you know, bear, you know, take on a Category 4 storm. With this, I wouldn't. I would still get out. I would have gotten out a week ago. I would have said, just, you know, leave. I'm just going to, I don't know, go up north. But that's the other thing. Where do you go? Who has family in Arkansas or Tennessee or Iowa? I don't really have a lot of family. I have, family, some family in the Midwest, but not to take on my whole house. So, and then, you know, people say, well, you could get a hotel. The hotels are expensive. I mean, remember, we're kind of in a worse recession than we had with Obama. And people have been out of jobs. They've been living on unemployment. People really don't have a lot of extra money to be paid $100-$200 a night for a hotel. That's not in most people's budgets. So, hopefully this doesn't turn into a Category 4. Hopefully it actually goes the other way, but I don't think that's going to happen. And then we'll tell you guys how to reach out and help. But, you know, Godspeed. Good luck over there, guys. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, Do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is asking Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers to reconsider an offer from the federal government to accept additional law enforcement support, including National Guard. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News the feds are ready if needed.
The president was on the phone with the governor today as well. National Guard standing by that if the general for the National Guard needs additional help, we're there to do it.
The National Hurricane Center is warning residents in the path of Hurricane Laura that they have only a few more hours to protect lives and property from what will be a very destructive storm. Laura is already a Category 3 storm and is expected to be a Category 4 when it reaches Texas or the Louisiana shore tonight. This is USA Radio News. New court documents have uncovered two memorandums dated May 26th and June 1st that suggest Chief Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker concluded George Floyd likely died from a fentanyl overdose and found no physical evidence that he died of asphyxiation. The memos seemingly run contrary to medical examiners hired by the Floyd family, whose final conclusion was that Floyd's death was a homicide. A new economic report showing some positive news. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
An economic report released by the government this morning showing durable goods orders jumping by more than 11% in July. New orders for products that are built to last more than 3 years, like appliances, rose 11.3% last month, easily beating estimates of a 4.3% gain.
This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so for the last few months, we have been told that if you have cancer and you get COVID, you're in trouble. There's been multiple studies showing increased morbidity and mortality of people who suffer from cancer and who get exposed to COVID. And their hospitalization may be longer. They may not be as successful in fighting the disease. And so if you have cancer, getting COVID is not a good thing. However, there's been some rumors and some rumblings that some people who had active cancer when they got COVID didn't deteriorate from the cancer, that the cancer stalled. I heard of a case where one went into remission after their COVID infection. And so I've been doing some research over the last few days on what is going on with COVID and a cancer cell. And the reason why is we've been playing and flirting with viral therapy, viruses used to attack cancer for a while now. And we haven't really heard much about what COVID is doing to an actual cancer cell. We know that if you have cancer, getting COVID is not a good thing. Because already if you have cancer, you're immunosuppressed. You're on medications that suppress your immune system. So how are you going to fight off the COVID? So people with cancer and COVID might not do well with it combined. But for those that survive COVID, what does the battlefield look like after COVID goes away or that whole thing subsides? What's going on with the cancer? And I think that needs to be studied next. Now, we do have databases. There is, I believe, a huge study going on right now on how COVID affects cancer patients. But I believe their primary focus is how does a cancer patient, whether they have breast cancer or prostate cancer or lung cancer, how are they doing breathing-wise? What's happening with the COVID? I don't know what attention is being put on what did the COVID do to the cancer cells that were in the area. So I'm not an oncologist, okay? But what I do know and what I've researched is there are certain cell receptors, all right, that need to be present in order for a virus to come in. And so how does this whole virus thing work? How does COVID affect you? What does COVID do to your cells? Okay, well, whether it's in your GI system causing diarrhea or whether it's the lung system, we believe COVID attaches to the cell, maybe the lungs, the epithelial cells. They attach and they use like an ACE 2 receptor, and then there's gene expression by a, I think it's called a TMP SS2, let me double check what this is. I apologize. I need to hold on a second. I think I have it. It's a TMPRSS2 or a TMPRSS4. And for those of you in oncology, take this and run with it, okay? Because, you know, I could be wrong or, you know, there might be something to this. But what COVID does to a cell is it enters it. Definitely using the ACE2 receptor, but it needs these proteins on the cell to get into the cell. And in order for a virus to live, it needs a host. And it needs that cell to make more of the virus and then let it explode and go out there and infect other cells. So the virus gets into a cell, it brews, makes a bunch of viruses, explodes the cell, then goes to another cell, attaches, and now you have all these cells, which is why with viruses, it's not like a bacteria, where you have a bacteria, it divides, then you have two, and then it divides into four. Viruses are hugely exponential in terms of its growth, because you have one, you have tons of particles, and then they attach to cells, and they make tons of particles. So viral spread is really fast, which is why when people come down with a virus, it hits them like a ton of bricks a lot faster than a bacterial infection might. Strep might brew and brew, whereas flu, you can name the time of day when you start to feel it, because that's when that viral load, you know, kind of gets your immune system triggered. So the question is let's say with the lungs and COVID, if the infection is in the lungs and it grabs onto an epithelial cell into the lung, and then it causes it to destroy, are they able to also attach onto a cancer cell? So the question many people have is, does having lung cancer prevent the COVID from affecting you and taking over, or does the COVID like the lung cancer cell as well? And if the COVID does like the lung cancer cell, what does it do to that lung cancer cell? Probably does the exact same thing that it does to an epithelial cell. Probably goes in there, it probably brews, it makes a whole bunch of viruses, explodes it. So if we are starting to hear some anecdotal evidence and anecdotal cases of, you know what, the cancer slowed down or the cancer went into remission, okay, I wouldn't be too optimistic yet, but I mean, this wouldn't be the first time that a cold virus was successful in staving off some cancer. Now, we're still really slow with that sort of research because, you know, you don't want to just infect somebody with a virus. And I do not want to, you know, I do not want to suggest that COVID can fight cancer. But I think that we really do need to investigate, you know, what is happening to people who have cancer. So lung cancer has cell receptors. If you have lung cancer, the cell will be identified because it has extra protein, extra cell receptors on there. Well, it looks like COVID could be attracted to one of the lung cancer cell receptors, which is, I think, the TMPRSS4. Now, again, I know this kind of sounds like a whole bunch of oncological mumbo jumbo, and this is far beyond what my expertise is, so I want to probably get an oncologist involved. But the one thing I'm noticing is we're doing a fantastic job. Mayo Clinic, I believe Johns Hopkins, I believe most of the hospitals are doing studies and forming a database that looks at what happens to somebody who has cancer with COVID in terms of how bad, you know, COVID, you know, what COVID can do, you know, to the body. But I'm very interested and intrigued by, is anybody noticing cancer slow down if they've been also coincidentally infected with COVID? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have to be very, very careful in medicine and science when we hear rumors or somebody says, oh my gosh, I went into remission. I mean, we have to be very, very cautious with that type of information. But sometimes this is exactly where science and progress in medicine come from. And so even though we want everybody with cancer to avoid COVID, because again, things are worse usually for a cancer patient that we have evidence for, if we could figure out that the SARS-CoV-2 virus will have an affinity towards cancer cells, find it, and then destroy them, we have one hell of a viral cancer therapy right here in our hands, and this might be a blessing in disguise. We're kind of in a very interesting time. Most of us were not around when penicillin was discovered. We might have been around when they came up with the MRI or whatever. And, you know, in medicine, these are groundbreaking things. But one thing that's happening right now in history is we are now witnessing a new era of medicine. We're witnessing something. We're actually living in it right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if COVID does have some potential to actually be used for something positive. I know right now it's like the biggest bad guy out there, and they're going to make movies about COVID, and, you know, people are drawing memes about it or whatever, and, you know, it's this evil entity. But in medicine, I mean, look at what happened with botulism. You know, I mean, you know, the fungus, penicillium, you know, I mean, we use things a lot of times in medicine that seems to be bad and turn it around. By the way, these receptors are also in the GI tract and prostate, so it'd be interesting to study colon cancer, GI cancer, and prostate cancer in those affected with COVID. That needs to be looked at. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is a breath of fresh air for those of us sick of politics and not looking at all the political memes and, you know, horrified by what we're seeing in the news. There's a nice break today on social media. You're just going to see pictures of dogs and puppies and dogs and fluffies and foofies and oozies and all sorts of dogs on social media because it's National Dog Day. Woohoo! Yay! Puppy dog! dog. NASA Dog Day was founded in 2004 by animal welfare advocate and pet lifestyle expert Colleen Page. National Dog Day celebrates all breeds, mixed and pure, and serves to help galvanize the public to recognize the number of dogs that need to be rescued each year, either from public shelters, rescues, and pure breed rescues. National Dog Day honors families, dogs, and dogs that work selflessly to save lives, keeping us safe and bringing comfort, like our canines. Dogs put their lives on the line every day, protecting our families and homes, for their law enforcement partner, for their blind companion, for the disabled, for our freedom and safety, by detecting bombs and drugs, and helping to locate and rescue victims of accidents and tragedy. So, for those of us that have a dog, a little four-legged friend, give them a big hug, give them a big kiss. Don't dress them up. You know, and they don't really like to wear a lot of clothes. Dogs, they do like rub tummy. Some dogs like kissies. Some dogs like to cuddle. Other dogs don't like to cuddle. My dog likes to do pee-pee house. So when she pee-pees in the house, I'm just not going to yell at her today. I'm going to be like, I'm not going to say good girl because I'm really tired of her going pee-pee house. But, you know, I'll probably cut her some slack. So National Dog Day, I think it's fantastic. I think dogs are amazing. They've been man's best friend for years. They keep my cats, you know, in line. I'm a big fan of the dog. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jacob Blake protests have been happening since the shooting of the 29-year-old during a domestic disturbance call. And there's now have been two people killed and one wounded in unrest. And Kenosha police in Wisconsin are now looking for a suspect. Apparently, they were worried that the shooting was linked to self-styled militias guarding a gas station. So Kenosha police are searching Wednesday for a suspect seen on video armed with a long gun after a shooting late Tuesday that killed two people and wounded a third. The deadly violence broke out during the third night of civil unrest since 29-year-old Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot at close range by city police officers, leaving him partially paralyzed. So he's currently alive, but from what we understand, he can't walk, and he can't move his legs from the waist down. A lot of speculation as to what happened. We're not sure. The video footage appears there's a scuffle. Then you see him walk away from the police. You see guns drawn. Then you see him going into his car. And there's been some debate whether he was, you know, reaching for a weapon, et cetera. And, you know, unfortunately, it ended in him being shot. And so, protests ensued, and now whenever, unfortunately, there are protests and looting and, you know, fires and things like that happening, there are now more victims. So officers responded at about 11:45 p.m. Tuesday to reports of shots fired, multiple gunshot victims near 63rd Street in Sheridan. Two people were killed, a third hospitalized with serious but not life-threatening injuries, according to Kenosha Police Department. And so what had happened, and again, we don't know who shot who yet, but there were, from what we understand, people came to these protests with guns, not only the protesters, but people who wanted to protect their businesses. So there were, they believe that the shooting might have happened from people who were guarding a gas station and shooting at possible protesters. And this is what is so frustrating when people take matters into their own hands. And we knew something like this would happen. You know, a government thinks they're in control and, you know, they have the ability to, you know, lock people down and tell them to wear masks and tell them you're not going to work, you're going to stay home and do these stay-at-home orders and whatever. I mean, you know, law enforcement officials, politicians may think they have that control. But when you start to lock people up, all right, and I'm not talking prison system, but, you know, not allow them to work, not allow them to go to their gym, not allow them to live their lives like they are. And then you start to see, you know, and then they become very passionately involved with something that they believe is injustice. And, you know, people dying, before they get into custody is something that, you know, obviously we need to reform. They're going to take to the streets. They're going to be angry. And the peaceful protests that originally started with George Floyd have become overcome and overwritten by a narrative from the rioters and looters, etc. And so now those who have seen, you know, businesses destroyed and, you know, just other parties get involved into something that they weren't involved with, you now have groups of people saying, you want to know what? We're going to have to take matters into our own hands. In the midst of all of this, there's been the defund the police campaign, and you have police officers that, they don't want to get in trouble with, hurting somebody, and again, that being, fueling more riots. They also don't want to put their lives on line, but, they're torn between, do I allow somebody to break the law and destroy somebody's public property, or do I listen to the chief or the mayor or the state officials and do nothing? So, you're going to have the public take matters into their own hands. Like you saw that couple where rioters broke down a gate, and it was a private driveway. They lived in a gated community. Rioters broke down the gate, started going up the driveway or up the street. From what we understand, they weren't on their property. People wanted to defend their home, so they stood out on their porch with guns. And now I think it was in St. Louis, and now they've been, accused of a crime because they pointed a gun to somebody. But, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, people are afraid of mobs, people are afraid of looters, and they want to stave it off. And when people take matters into their own hands and use firearms because they don't think they're going to have the protection of police and they're scared, it can always cause an escalation. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, in the olden days, people lived pretty far apart, unless they were in certain, neighborhoods or high dense cities. And I learned at a very early age, because my grandfather, was a police officer in Israel, and that don't go into another person's house, you'll get shot. Don't go onto another person's property, you'll get shot. If the police say to freeze, you freeze, or you could get shot. And so I just kind of grew up knowing that there are boundaries, and just don't overstep those boundaries. Don't just walk into another person's house. Now, a couple weekends ago, I almost got into another person's car. I thought my husband had pulled up this truck, and it's a dark truck. I think it's a Silverado. I forget the truck that my son has. And I see a truck there, so I start to get into it. And it was locked, and I must have caused the people to panic. Thank God they didn't shoot me. And I was like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. But I didn't realize I was getting into somebody else's car. I mean, it happens. Accidents happen. And unfortunately, when those accidents happen, you can get shot. Thank God they were cool and they didn't shoot me. But, it's just such a dangerous time. And, if people don't think that law enforcement or government is going to take matters into their own hands, they will. Right? And that's kind of what's happening now also with the protests and Chaz and CHOP, even though that's been closed. But, there are cities that want to, then police themselves. Like, well, we could do a better job. Unfortunately, with Chaz and CHOP, people got hurt, people got shot. So they didn't do the job that they needed to. And so, yes, does there have to be some sort of reform? Yes. But do we do better without having, law and order? I don't know. Doesn't look it. 1-877-DOC-FELIX.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.